President's Day was anything but a holiday at the Joint Base Anacostia Bowling, otherwise known as JBAB. An early morning fire brought more than 60 firefighters from the Naval District Washington Fire and Emergency Services Department and the District of Columbia Fire and Emergency Medical Services Department to battle a windswept blaze on Kelm Court that forced five families from their homes. Naval District Washington Central Battalion Chief Kevin Grinder tells us more.
Units found a two-story townhouse with heavy fire on two floors, with extension to the neighboring townhouse with fire on the second floor of that townhouse.
While smoke alarms were already sounding in the townhome where the fire began, smoke was just beginning to reach the other four attached homes. In the townhome at the south end of the five-home complex, a six-year-old boy named Chase, with a keen sense of smell, sprang into action before the smoke alarms in that unit even had a chance to sound. Tell us what happened.
I woke up this morning and I smelled smoke. And then all of a sudden something was burning. Woke up everybody in the whole house.
His mother, Jamie, credits the boy for having helped get everyone out of the home safely.
He went to the window and saw the smoke. He's like, I smelled smoke. And then when I jumped up and looked out the window, and you could see smoke just rolling out the back windows of the neighbor.
There's a lot of smoke and a lot of fire.
Grinder tells us what fire units did when they arrived.
The initial attack was Engine 43 and Engine 41 both deployed Engine 3/4 hand lines to the original fire building, and the Navy Yard pumper ran a line from their engine to the fire building with the support of our ladder truck doing ventilation and opening the houses up.
NDW Engine Company 43 arrived first on the scene. The officer in charge gives us what happened next.
The crew deployed an attack line, which was the initial hose line. We went inside, did a quick recon, determined that we had fire on the first floor and the second floor. We moved our line into the first floor while the second arriving engine company pulled another line, and they went to the second floor. And we coordinated our attack through the radio, so everybody had a well-coordinated attack.
A firefighter from NDW Truck 21 gives us an idea what firefighters faced upon entering the fire building.
Firefighter Tim Donay, Naval District of Washington, assigned to Truck 21. Truck Company 21 arrived on the scene behind Engine 43 and were met with heavy fire conditions on the back side of the building. We made an entry through the front door to the second floor and were met with heavy fire conditions up there as well, conducting a search and rescue. And then Engine 41 was right behind the truck company on the second floor, darkening the fire down.
A lot of fire up in the attic area, in the walls and the floors.
Fire units from DC's Battalion 3 assisted, according to Grinder.
From the district's five engines, two trucks, a rescue squad, and two chiefs that worked in conjunction with us under my command to assist in extinguishing the fire.
Because of the good teamwork between NDW and DC fire crews, the unified command system used at the scene, the extensive and frequent training, and the professionalism of the firefighters, there was a good outcome, Grinder explains.
The crews made an aggressive interior attack and were able to overcome the high wind conditions to get a very quick stop on the fire and limiting the fire damage to the initial townhouse and the neighboring townhouse, and we were able to save the other three units in the row.
Townhouse residents expressed appreciation for the firefighters' work.
I was really surprised at how well that the firefighters did. I mean, they were able to get us out of our house really, really quickly. And they got us out, and we were able to grab what we could, and they did a really good job putting it under control really quick.
Smoke detectors triggered a fire alarm signal at the Naval District Washington Regional Emergency Dispatch Center at approximately 8:52 a.m. At about the same time, an alert worker at the Navy Lodge called the dispatch center by phone to report the fire. Residents from all five townhouses escaped from the home safely and have been relocated to temporary quarters elsewhere on the base. The American Red Cross assisted the families with emergency funding for food, clothing, bedding, and toiletries. Two of the townhouses received significant fire damage. The remaining three did not receive any damage, but utilities were shut off as a safety precaution, making them inhabitable for the night. One DC firefighter suffered what has been reported as a minor injury. No other injuries were reported. Reporting from Joint Base Anacostia Bowling, I'm Joe Cerrone, Joint Base, Anacostia Bowling, Public Affairs.